Chapter 12. Hurting in Hope at 16. In a world where it has become acceptable for adolescents to respond immaturely to the hard realities of life, it is a rare refreshment to encounter a teen heart that honors Christ in calamity. It is because of such a response that I asked my elder daughter, Cherise, if she would like to write about her experience of the death of her mom at the age of 16. What follows is her brief account for your encouragement. My Auntie Jean and I helped my mom as she struggled to walk to the waiting car at the front door of our house. As she sat down in her seat, she looked up into my eyes. I bent down, kissed her and hugged her. Sadly, that would be the last time I would see her alive. My dad had left in a hurry, and he hadn't been on the road for long when I received a call from him. I was shaking a lot, so much that I fumbled the buttons on my phone and cut his call off the first time. Somehow, when he called the second time, I had a dreaded suspicion of what he may say. Mom had died. Propped on the edge of my seat in Auntie Jean's lounge, I found myself wringing my hands. Whether it was from cold or fear, I do not know, but I couldn't stop shaking or crying. The only words echoing through my mind were, "God, please help my mom." While this may seem like a simplistic, ordinary plea, these words flowed with deep emotion. Yet even then, I found myself strangely clothed with a deep sense of peace and the ability to think clearly. Calming down, we huddled together as Auntie Jean suggested we pray. Her words I do not remember, but their sincerity and love left a lasting impression on me. This was my little family, crying out to God, trusting in Him, no matter what calamity loomed ahead. Only by God's grace am I able to depend on Him through the blackness and heartache. Without Him, I am alone and hopeless. It is only now, when I recall that dreadful evening, that I can see how God answered my plea. He took away my mom's pain. He received her into His arms, where she is and will be eternally perfect. My mom will no longer face the endless battles of sin or the miserable effects of the fall. My mom is gazing at the very face of Christ, the one who bought her with His blood. God answered my prayer in a way that I could never have imagined. The first days that followed that night were the worst I have ever experienced. Waking up again and again to that tragedy, eating by habit, making funeral arrangements, one day smudged coldly into the next. It bothered me that I didn't cry much at my mom's funeral. In fact, I began to feel guilty that everyone around me was crying more than I was. In retrospect, it has become clear to me that the full impact of what happened that night was still sinking in. Approximately 4 months later, it all culminated in a devastating blow. Intense pain flooded my heart, pain that drove me to call out to God to mercifully take away an agony I felt unable to bear. He, I discovered, had better intentions for me, however. Rather than removing the pain, He helped me to understand that He was drawing my eyes to Christ. He will never simply inflict pain on us in order to be vindictive. No. I had been failing to come to Him in my pain, and that is exactly what I now did. Rather than trusting in people to take away my pain, I found rest in Christ, without whom I fear I may never have endured. I would have become depressed and withdrawn. I would have lost hope of ever seeing my mom again, especially in the joy she now has face to face with Christ. After this heart-changing time, I found new strength to persevere through this calamity. Do not misunderstand me, it still really hurts. yet in spite of the pain, I have hope. I have become a person who is able to forgive others more freely. I have learned that life is too short to waste being angry with other people. I have become more grateful for my friends and family. The death of my mom has made me long for heaven and has made it even more real to me. I've become more compassionate towards people who have experienced the death of someone they love and am more able to comfort them. This experience has created within me a desire to live my life in a way that glorifies God, being a life that is lived for the glories to come rather than the temporary glitter of this present world. Yes, death is an enemy, yet death is not the end. With Christ, I can be confident of this. I have eternal hope beyond the curtain of death. Praise God for His salvation through Christ, and for the hope it brings, even as I face something as real as the death of my mom.